we've had three factors. There was a reduction in the number of breeding ewes, about 4.5% down on last year, and that was really driven by drought conditions from previous seasons. There was also lambing percentages down from a record last year, which also reflected the seasonal conditions, and those seasonal conditions fed into tight feed supplies going into winter and going into mating. And the third factor was there were fewer ewe hoggets mated than previously, although overall that's a small contribution to the total lamb numbers.
Are you seeing this as a temporary drop based on some of those climatic and feed issues, or are there some bigger trends in the sector indicating it might remain this way or lamb numbers might remain low for some time?
One of the really interesting things is that while we competed with 1952, back in 1952 we had about 23 million breeding ewes that were put to the ram. This latest season we had about 19 million breeding ewes put to the ram. So we've seen significant productivity improvements over that 50-60 year period. And in the most recent decade or so, there's been considerable pressure on sheep and beef land, and particularly the better quality land, being converted to dairy farming. The question will be whether that continues at the rate of growth that it has historically. Current volatility in international dairy prices would suggest it will slow down. Also, the thing that's happened to the sheep and beef industry is that it's been effectively pushed out of that best quality land onto more and more hill country land. And that's meaning we're producing slightly fewer lambs, but from a much different productive base.
The report released by Beef and Lamb New Zealand says that some producers are shifting away from sheep production into beef cattle. What's driving that decision?
Well, there's a slight swing towards beef cattle in some regions, and some of it's due to climatic conditions, general climatic conditions, and comparing recent years of drought with more favourable years for in some areas and vice versa in others. Also driving an increase in beef cattle and trend towards a bit more beef production is the strong international beef prices at present, and overlaid on top of that, the relative strength or otherwise of the New Zealand dollar.
It's variable across the country, but in general, feed supplies are pretty tight in most regions. Are producers at the point where they're having to hand feed stock, or is there still enough pasture for them to graze on?
There's been one particular area of the country where they have run down substantially their sheep numbers and were aiming to get through winter by hand feeding, buying in a lot more silage and baleage than they typically would. In that particular area in the South Island, lambing percentages and numbers were down substantially. On the other hand, I've been hearing from them that with fewer numbers, they've been able to get their lambs away earlier and grow them to better weights faster. Whereas across the overall trend in the country is that no, there is very, very little hand feeding. What tends to happen is that farmers make decisions, producers make decisions, and the market moves lambs around the country for finishing.
Well, the processors have seen an 8.1% drop in their throughput. Are they also being forced to pay top dollar for stock as lamb numbers drop off?
Well, what they pay gets very much driven by demand in overseas markets, meeting demand in Europe, for example, for Christmas and other markets, and overlaid on that ability to pay from those markets combined with exchange rate, which is beyond the direct control of processors and exporters and farmers, and more driven by foreign exchange markets and capital flows.